Well, Wolverhampton, you might be a monarch, you might be a king, you might be a sweet preacher, but everybody faces the Grim Reaper. Comes the time for us all, each and every one of us, every man, woman and child, comes into this world, there is a time to be born, the Bible says, and there's a time to die. Comes to us all, and why does it come to us all? Because we're all conceived, and we're all born in sin. And all the Canterbury tales in the world, I tell you, and addressed to the world today, will not save one single soul. Canterbury's tales or Christ and the Bible, take your pick. The lies of the world's religions, that's what the world has been fed today. That's what your nation has tasted of today. The world's religion. Poison does not save anybody. Canterbury's tales. Apostate religion, apostate institution, the Church of England and the Church of Rome. No salvation, no life, no forgiveness, no pardon, no deliverance from the power of death, my friends. The death, of course, of which we're thinking about presently in this our nation. All men, women, children born into this world, time to be born, time to be conceived in your mother's womb, time to issue forth from the womb, time, my friends, to die, conceived, born in sin, live in sin, die in sin, but for the grace of God. And the grace of God comes to us all through the preaching of the everlasting gospel, through the preaching of Christ and the Bible and the Holy Scriptures. It's there, not in Canterbury's tales. He tells you that everyone, the kingdom of God is open to everybody. No, it's not. Whosoever believeth shall not perish. Whosoever believeth, that is, in the Son of God shall not perish. Only those who believe, only those who trust in God's Son. Yes, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. But what did the world do with His Son? Crucified Him. Cried out with one voice, away with him, he's not fit to live, crucify him. No, the kingdom of God is not open to all men, every woman and child. My friends, the gospel comes to those whom God sends it. The truth concerning Christ and the Bible, the word of God, that goes out into the nation and is proclaimed by God's servants the world over, that those who hear and believe with the heart, that is, that God sent His Son Jesus Christ into the world to be crucified, dead and buried, and that God raised His Son from the dead in order to defeat sin, death and hell. Time to be born and a time to die. And we die, as my colleague has just been sharing with you. Men die, why? Because they're sinners, that's why. Only way that you'll ever prove that you're not a sinner is by not dying. If you don't die, we'll all believe that you're not a sinner. But if you die like all other men, we have to come to the conclusion that Christ and the Bible gives us, that all men are sinners. All sin and come short of the glory of God. That there's none righteous, no, not one. That's why you have to die. That's why you will die. That's why it's appointed of God for man once to die. Because all men are sinners in Adam. It's your nature in which you come into the world, and then in which you live in sin and transgression. Religious sin and otherwise. The religious sins of Canterbury and the religious sins of the apostate religious establishment and the religion of the world of which you've heard of today. That's the world's religion, and it's damnable religion. It's not saving religion. It doesn't defeat sin. It doesn't overcome death. It doesn't defeat the powers of hell. Only Christ and the Scriptures, only Christ and the Bible does that. The message of the Bible, that God sent His Son Jesus into the world, that to Him that men might live, and that they might live everlastingly, through faith in the Son of God. The truth, my friends, Christ and the Scriptures, Christ and the Bible, the truth and the truth alone sets men free from the power of sin, holds you in its vice-right grip, and will not let you go. Power of sin, my friends, holds sway over you, conquers and rules in you and over you, commanding you, telling you, bidding you what you must do. Sin against God. Sin against your Maker. Sin against the holy and righteous God, for which God will one day bring you to judgment. Sin rules over you and in you, and only the Christ of the Bible, not Canterbury's tales, only the Christ of the Bible can liberate you. Because He died on the cross. Canterbury didn't do that for you. Christ did. He died on the Roman cross, shed His blood, sent of His Father for that very reason. His purpose, to die on that cross, to take the curse. Take the curse that lies upon you for your sin, and take the wrath of God that lies upon you and is against you. In the love of God, Jesus Christ, sent into the world specifically and purposely to die that death that nobody else could die, and to rise again from the dead, proving and evidencing Himself to be the Son of God with power, that through faith in His name, hearing, believing, my friends, believing not Canterbury's tales, but believing in Christ, in the Christ of the Bible, the one I declare to you here this afternoon, that through Him, that sin might be overcome in your life, the power of it broken, and you set free. But only the truthness, Jesus, will make you free, not Canterbury's tales. Nope, a time to be born and a time to die comes to us all, because all men are sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so, my friend, I stand before you, Christ and Him crucified, this afternoon here in the town of Wolverhampton, that you might hear and believe, and that you might be delivered from your sin. Sin, my friend, what follows sin? What follows your reveling in sin? What follows your life of sin? Your service in sin? What follows it but death? Comes to all men. It is appointed unto man once to die. After that, then comes the judgment. Death is not the end. Following on its heel comes the judgment. And whether you be a queen, whether you be a king, whether you be a homeless street man or person, or whether you be a mean street preacher, everybody faces that grim reaper. The day is coming when he will wrap his slimy fingers around your soul, draw it from your body, and return it to God who gave it to you to give account in that day. Sin, my friends, is followed by death, unless that is the sin in you, the sin nature in you, is killed by Jesus Christ through his death on the cross. His death for those who believe, for those who trust in him, the death of Jesus Christ spelt the death of death. He brought life and immortality to those who believe in Christ, not Canterbury's tales, but those who believe in Christ and in the Bible. Those who believe in his word, those who hear his voice, those who obey him, those who follow him, they and they alone are his sheep, and they and they alone receive eternal life. My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, they shall never die. Impossible for a child of God, a believer in Jesus Christ and the Bible, to die. But everybody who hears and listens to and follows the tales of Canterbury, they will die. They will die, not just physically, but eternally, everlastingly. They will face then the judgment, the awful judgment of God. Why do you think it is that the Bible calls death the king of terrors? Why is it so frightening to you? Why does it terrify men and women? Because, my friends, because, Wolverhampton, hear me, death is not natural to man. Man was not made to die. Death came by sin. It's the result of sin. One man, sin, Adam, the first man, the head of the human race, and then following by natural generation, one after the other, a time to be born and a time to die. That's why you'll die. That's why you'll face the king of terrors. Because you're a sinner in Adam, conceived, born in sin, living in sin and dying in sin. But for the grace of God coming to you, and contrary to Canterbury's tales, that's not everybody. Not everybody who names the name Jesus. Not everybody who claims the title Christian. Because there's the world variety of Christian, and there's Christ and the Bible's variety of Christian. One leads to death, eternal everlasting death, and the other leads to everlasting life. Which one are you? Which one will you follow? The world's religion, Canterbury's, or Christ and the Bible? Which one will you embrace? Which one will you take for truth? Which one will you take for love and life and eternal joy and happiness? All I tell you, found in Christ and in Christ alone. No other, and in his precious word, the Bible, the only place where truth is to be found, not in Canterbury, in the Bible. That's where you come for the truth. What can a dead man do to you? How can a dead man give you life? How can a man who does not know what eternal life is himself, how can he set eternal life before you? He's as dead as you are. He's as lost as you are. He's as ruined as you are. He's as undone as you are, Wolverhampton. Life, I tell you, eternal life, is to be found in Christ, in the Christ of the Bible. The Jesus of the Bible, not the Jesus of world religion, not the Jesus of canterbury tales, not the Jesus who's available to everyone. Jesus did not die for everybody. Jesus did not come into the world to save everybody. And neither did he open up the kingdom of heaven to everybody. He opens up the kingdom of heaven to God's elect, those whom God chose from before the foundation of the world, and gave to his Son Jesus Christ, and through the preaching of the gospel, draws them to Jesus Christ. For no man can come to me except the Father who sent me draws them, says Jesus. So not everyone. Who then? Those who are religious? No, my friends. Religion is what you've been tasting of today. The world before the nation and before the world. The world's religion that will develop into the religion of the very Antichrist, and that will persecute the true church, the church of God, the kingdom of God, and those who have entered it in the way of repentance and faith towards the Son of God, Jesus Christ. There's no other way by which a man, a woman can be born again. No other way by which a man or woman can enter God's kingdom. No other way, my friend. The way, the truth, and the life. I am, says Jesus. Christ and the Bible. A time to be born and a time to die. Well, you've been born, but unless you're born again, unless you're born twice, you'll die twice. Not just once. You'll die physically, and then you'll die eternally. Unless you're twice born, you'll twice die. You'll die physically, and then you'll be for the lake of fire. Unless you've been born again, as Jesus terms it. He says, ye must be born again. No other way. God must enlighten you. God must deliver you. God must work a work of supernatural grace and power in your soul. God must deliver you from your sin and from the world's religion and from Canterbury's tales, Darwin's tales, Dawkins' tales, and every other fairy tale that fills your world today. The truth alone will make you free, says Jesus Christ. And the truth is to be found in nowhere else but in the Bible. Christ and the Bible. Born again to eternal life by the power of God's truth. Made a new creature in Jesus Christ, because that's all that matters. Not the glitter and the gold. Not the ceremony. Not the crowns. Earthly crowns, my friend. No, just like all other men, just like all other women, before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus, the mighty Son of God, I tell you, death is the great leveler, because it comes to all men, all women, and every child born into this world. And so I set before you, here this afternoon, Wolverhampton, Christ and the Bible, Christ and the truth, the Christ who is able to liberate you, set you free, cause you to be born again, his life put into your soul. Have you got the life of God in you? You may be religious. That's not my question. Have you got the life of God in your soul? You might be religious, but have you got the love of God in your soul? Has He taken the lust out of you? Has He taken the desire for sin out of you? Has He given you a hatred for it? Has He given you a love for holiness, for that which is pure and clean and lovely and godly and righteous? Are you still in your sin? All the religion of the world, Canterbury's included, can't do that for you. Only Jesus, only the Jesus of the Bible, the one, my friend, made of a woman made under the law, who took our flesh, who took our nature, suffered and bled and died on that cross, and rose again from the dead, showing beyond all contradiction that truly He is the Son of God. And by His power, the power of His death and resurrection, men and women can overcome sin, death, and hell. Because that's what lies behind. Death comes, follows your sins, tracks you all your days, spoils everything that you do, every achievement that you achieve. Death spoils it all, because you know it's coming, you know it's stalking you, you know it's trolling you all through your life. That's all you've got to look for. No matter how much money, no matter what achievements you make, you know at the end of it all lies nothing but death. But my friends, death is not the end. That's what the world, and that's what the world's religion will tell you. That's what Canterbury's tales will tell you. Not true, my friends. It's appointed unto man once to die. After that, then comes the judgment. Then you stand before God, before your Maker, and you give account, I tell you. But then you already know that you're a morally accountable creature. You don't like to acknowledge it, but you know it. You know that you're going to give account one day to somebody somehow. Well, I'll tell you how. You will die. You will go out of this world just like every other important person in this world. You will go out of it, and you'll go out feet first the same way you came in. You'll go out the way you came in, naked. You won't take the phone with you, the laptop. You won't take the house, and you won't take the money with you. You go the way you came. And then you stand before Almighty God, a holy, dreadful, dreadful, appallingly dreadful, I tell you, judge in that day. And his name is Jesus. Because the day has been appointed in which God will judge all men, women and children alike. All men He will judge in that day. Jesus Christ, if He is not your Savior, in this life, before you breathe your last, I tell you, in that day will be a dreadful, fearsome judge who will cast your soul into eternal, everlasting flame, into the lake of fire, where the smoke of your torment, along with many others, billions of others, will ascend up forever and ever. There's something to be saved from. Once born, my friend, soon to die. A time to be born and a time to die. It's appointed, marked in God's calendar, the day when you will die, breathe your last, the very moment marked on His calendar when you will breathe your last and go out of this world. And but for the grace of God, face the dreadful, fearsome judgment of God. So I bid you today, Wolverhampton, I bid you today that the grace of God be not proclaimed amongst you. Let the truth of God's word, let me give you a Bible, let me give you a copy of the Bible, that you may be able to read of the Christ of the Bible, and that you might get cleared from your mind, from your very soul, everything that you've heard this morning from Canterbury's tale, that it might be eradicated from your mind, and the truth as it is in Jesus implanted in your soul, in the depths of it, and that it might work in you God's salvation. Will you do that? Will you take a copy of God's word? Will you pay heed as to the Christ of the Bible? Will you hear His word? Because only in His word is there eternal life. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, not to make you healthy, wealthy, prosperous. He came to save from sin and death and hell. He came to save from the consequences of sin, from the follow-up to death. He came to save you from the damnation of hell. But that's what awaits you without Christ. Not the Christ of Islam, not the Christ of the Church of Rome, not the Christ of Canterbury, the Christ of the Bible, that one and that alone saves from sin and death and hell. Question is, will you have Him? Will you have Him to reign over you? Will you have Him to rule and reign by His grace in your heart and life the remainder of your day? Or does He have to rule you with a rod of iron? It'll be one or the other. It'll be one or the other. But I want, my prayer for you is that He would rule over and in you by His grace. Grace, the free gift of God, that is. It's what the word means. Gratis. Free gratis. No cost to you, but great cost to the Son of God. His life is dying. His bearing the curse, the wrath of God upon Himself, in love for sinners such as Wolverhampton sinners, that they might be liberated, that they might be set free from sin and death and hell. But my friends, you can only get the escape. You can only get the freedom through Christ and Christ the Lord, the Christ of the Bible, the Word of God. There's no other salvation. How shall we escape, says the Bible, if we neglect so great salvation? Questions not answered, because the answer's logical. You will not escape if you neglect, even reject this so great salvation that's set before you this afternoon, that you, a sinner, might be set free from your sin, that the power of death might be lifted from off you and given life and immortality in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So I bid you, listen not, hearken not to the voice from Canterbury. He's a fool. He's a fool. Why? Because Jesus says, the fool has said in his heart there is no God. It's unbelieving religion. That's what it is. The world's religion. The religion of the Antichrist. The religion that kills, destroys, damnable. Jesus, the Christ of the Bible, He's the one that you need. You must go to Him and you must plead your case before Him. Tell Him that you're a sinner. Tell Him about your wickedness. Tell Him about the evil of your heart. Tell Him how that you've lived all your days with an evil, unbelieving heart. Confess your sin to Him. Cry out to Him. Jesus, Son of God, have mercy upon me. A sinner. Who knows, maybe today. Today, the celebration of the death of another. Who knows, might be life eternal for you. But it would be. It would be, that is, if you believe. If you did what Jesus tells you to do. God now commanded all men everywhere to repent. Except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish, says the Son of God. And command you, repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Wolverhampton, repent ye. Won't hear that from Canterbury's tales. Oh no. Repent ye, that's all. Plural. Everybody, under the sound of my voice, repent ye, Wolverhampton. Repent ye, and believe the gospel. Christ and the Bible, the good news, the joyful tidings, the glad sound, Jesus Christ saved. Because Jesus Christ is Lord and God and the giver of eternal life to all who come to Him in the way of repentance and faith. Come to Him today, Wolverhampton. Don't delay. You might be the next to cock your toes up and go out of this world. Don't leave it too late, will you? Please. You'd like to have a copy of God's written word. It's offered to you freely. No cost, no obligation to you. You're simply and only for the taking. God's word is written word. Meditate, muse upon the person of Jesus. See how wonderful He is. And see how that He is able to raise even a dead sinner like you to life. Life eternal. Life evermore. Living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified me. One day He's coming. Oh, glorious day. Is He coming to judge you? Or is He coming to save you? Which will it be, Wolverhampton? You'd like a copy of God's word? You come and ask for one. May God bless you and have mercy upon your precious, never dying soul.